Do you hear that? It's the sound of TD Ameritrade's Education Center working smoothly behind the scenes to curate its own content to your investment goals and interests. Head over to tdameritrade.com/education to start learning. Member SIPC.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, April 20th. I'm Charlie Turner, filling in for J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The pandemic upended a lot of couples' wedding plans in 2020, and canceling or postponing the big day can come with a big price tag.
One couple who I spoke to, they decided to have a smaller wedding because they canceled their original event, and they lost about $6,000 in the process.
As we head into this year's wedding season, our reporter Allison Poley talks about the costs that engaged couples could be hit with if they postpone again, and what they can do to save a bit on the big event's price tag. She joins us after the break.
Now that commission-free trading is the norm, it's time to rethink how we define value. Value is more than a price tag. It's the confidence of knowing you have a team of traders on standby to answer any question. It's Thinkorswim's charting and analysis tools, and it's a personalized education to fine-tune your skills. Value is becoming smarter with every commission-free online equity trade. Discover true value with TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
In addition to being a major life event, a wedding can also be a big financial commitment. That hasn't changed during the pandemic, but what has changed is the number of weddings that have been postponed. Nearly half of all planned weddings in the U.S. last year were delayed in whole or in part, according to The Knot. But there can be costs to postponing a wedding, too. Here to talk about it is our reporter, Allison Poley. Allison, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Allison, can you walk us through the decision-making process here? What are the financial considerations that go into deciding whether to postpone or cancel a wedding?
Sure. So couples who are contemplating whether to postpone or cancel are looking at state and local guidelines to see what types of events they'll be able to have and how many guests will be able to attend their wedding. And if they don't feel as though it'll be worth it because they have to downsize the number of guests, they might consider postponing. So in this case, they need to consider whether the venue will allow them to reschedule, which can mean that they'll be faced with some additional fees. Or they also need to contact all of their vendors, such as photographers, caterers, and florists, to see if they'll be able to move to a new date, which can come with added fees as well.
You mentioned fees. Can you go a bit more into those and how they work?
So a lot of times when you book a wedding, you sign a contract for the venue as well as for the vendors such as photographers, caterers, florists, DJs, all of that. You guarantee that you'll pay a certain amount. So you often put a deposit down when you sign the contract and then you're on the hook for the rest of the amount. And the vendors are counting on that. So if you're not going to follow through or you're not able to because of the guidelines that are in place, the money is still out there. So it can be costly to reschedule. If the vendor isn't available on the new date, then you might still be on the hook for the deposit and then booking additional services as well.
I imagine those fees can add up.
Yeah, absolutely. The couples that I talked to often had thousands of dollars outstanding in deposits that they're not able to get back. So one couple who I spoke to, they decided to have a smaller wedding because they canceled their original event, and they lost about $6,000 in the process from outstanding deposits from some of their vendors who are not performing services at the new event.
Are all these financial considerations making couples change their plans for the event entirely?
Yes. So for couples who are planning to go ahead with the wedding and still have it, they need to have in most cases, a smaller number of guests because they're not allowed to have hundreds of people and comply with social distancing and mask wearing rules, which means that they might have fewer expenses when it comes to feeding the people who do attend. But They might still be on the hook for some of those services like the DJ and the florist, which are charging a flat rate. Other people might decide it's not worth the expense and they're canceling the event entirely. And some couples I spoke to are choosing to allocate money that they would have spent on a wedding to other financial priorities, such as buying a house. So one couple I spoke to rescheduled their wedding twice, decided they weren't going to do it anymore, and bought a house instead.
And one couple eloped.
That's right. Absolutely. They had had enough of the rescheduling.
Let's talk about refunds. How likely is it that vendors or venue owners will refund money to people who change their wedding plans? And added to that, Allison, is there anything couples can do to make it more likely that they'll get their money back?
So it's not likely that they'll get a full refund, but a lot of vendors are offering their services at a different date. So if they are available on the new date, what they'll do is give a credit and say, even though I couldn't perform these services for your initial event, I'll give you a credit so we can reschedule for a later time. In terms of making it more likely to get the money back, the best thing that couples can do if they'd like to save money is postpone. So ultimately, they'll be able to use those services in the long run. If you cancel, you're pretty much out of luck.
You've talked to quite a few couples about all of this. How are they thinking about it? There's got to be a bit of a disconnect between planning a dream wedding and then dealing with the financial reality of it.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that a lot of couples are waiting longer to get married now. So when they do have a wedding, they're doing it for the big party and for the celebration. And so the pandemic has taken some of that big celebration away from it. And so it seems like the big cost of weddings is just not worth it if you can't invite a bunch of people and have a great party with them and celebrate. So there is a disconnect, and couples are trying to reconcile whether the cost, even of a downsized event, is worth the altered experience. And in some cases, a lot of cases, the answer has been no.
Any final things couples can do to save money if they postpone a wedding?
Yeah, so some couples are getting innovative with their solutions here. So when they're rescheduling, some couples are planning weekday weddings because they can save money by not getting married on a Friday or a Saturday. Other couples are just choosing to elope or have downsized weddings and foregoing the 100-plus person celebration so they don't have to spend as much on feeding a bunch of guests.
Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Poley, thanks for joining us, Allison.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner for the Wall Street Journal.